We're joined this morning for October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've got Beth Battaglino and Dr. Victoria Mango. Beth, did I get your first name or your last name right?
Yeah, Battaglino. Don't pronounce the G. Yeah, just press up that G. It always gets in the way.
There you go, that darn G. All right. And we got Dr. Mango as well talking about this. Now, we've done many interviews, Craig and I, over the years with breast cancer awareness, talking about the mammograms, but I don't know if you ever discussed the relationship related to breast density. If you could kind of give us an insight into how this really plays into a mammogram and maybe getting a false report.
Sure. It's a great question, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we want to empower women to take steps for their breast health, to take care of themselves, and one of that is being aware of whether or not you have dense breasts. And what we mean by that medically is when I look at your mammogram, I look to see how much glandular tissue is there relative to the fat, and the more dense, the more white the mammogram looks on an X-ray. And so it's so important for women to be aware of whether or not they have dense breasts because it can make breast cancer harder to find on a mammogram. And it's something that they should talk to their doctor about to see if, in addition to the mammogram, do they need additional screening? Should they think about something like a breast ultrasound or a breast MRI to make sure they're taking the best possible care of themselves?
And is this something that develops over time, in a sense, or is this just how hereditary your breasts are?
So it's a great question. It has to do with a lot of factors. We tend to see younger women tend to have denser breasts. It can be related to hereditary or medications or changes in your weight, but it's something that you would only know by looking at the mammogram and having a conversation with your doctor. It's not something you can tell on your own exam. It's something you need to get from the mammogram report to have these important conversations with your physician.
And, of course, we've talked related to COVID-19. Maybe people aren't even getting exams right now. They're maybe avoiding something like that.
Yeah, it's a great point and really why we want to raise awareness this month. Understandably, a lot of people did delay screening in March and April with COVID-19, but really now is the time. We don't want women to delay getting screened for too long. Now is a great time to do it. We have lots of social distancing measures in place. We have a lot of precautions taken to make sure that women can come in and safely get screened.
Are we succeeding in fighting breast cancer as best as possible? I mean, is it early diagnosis, is that really the key to this whole story?
Go ahead, Dr. Mango.
So early diagnosis is a key part of it. So women at the age of 40 should get a mammogram every year, but they should also pay attention to their breast health, make sure that they don't ignore any signs or symptoms or changes in their breasts, that they seek medical attention. It's advances in both screening and in treatment that helps us to fight breast cancer effectively. And so this month is a great time for women out there to come in and get screened.
We want to encourage women to be their best advocates. Know whether or not you have dense breasts. Have the conversation with your healthcare provider to find out if you need more than just a mammogram. And we put together some really great resources for your audience. One website, understandyourdensity.com, has a great quiz to help you understand whether or not you have dense breasts. And healthywomen.org has great resources and information on breast health. So ladies, make your appointment, put yourself on the list and get your mammogram, and find out whether or not you have dense breasts. And if you do, have that conversation with your healthcare provider. Become your own advocate and find out if you need additional testing besides that mammogram.
Right. If you just kind of get that one mammogram and it seems to come out okay, you may have forgotten about it. But obviously, as you talk about being your best advocate, really, and you know your own body is really the phrase that people have talked about for many years related to that. Beth Battaglino and also Dr. Mango, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, healthywomen.org is a place to go to get some great information. Thanks for coming on and getting us set straight this month. Appreciate it.
Thank you.